Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. Excited for our interview today, interviewing Mr. Jonathan Hawkins. We're going to be talking kind of about his evolution in real estate, kind of where he started and where he ended up and how he's able to exit a business and what he's doing now. So Jonathan, man, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Love it, love it. Let's dive right into this, man. For those that don't know you, what's the story? Who are you and how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, sweet. So good question. I was an intelligence officer coming out of high school, wanted to be a Marine officer, and actually got recruited through West Point to be an intelligence officer in the Army. And I was the youngest commissioned intelligence officer. And the big thing that, or the big takeaway from that is I learned how the brain works when it comes to telling people what to do, how to do, what you want them to do, how the brain interprets a specific message. I took that into real estate and became a real estate agent because I didn't know at the time whether I was going to stay in the Army or transition out. So I was just looking for some work experience, landed on a great opportunity at an internship at the Coldwell Banker in Beverly Hills, and decided that I wanted to get into real estate. Within 3 months, I was the rookie of the year for Coldwell Banker. And within a year, I was ranked in the top 1% of real estate brokers. And the way that I did that was not some fancy trick. I never made a cold call. I've never door knocked. I've never done any of the things that a lot of other people like to talk about. It was digital marketing, social media marketing, but really it came down to combining intel and brain science to marketing. And I was able to do things in a lot, do a lot of things differently, which again, they weren't necessarily good or bad or anything else. They were just different. And that's what propelled me to getting ranked in the top 1%. And now I'm focused on training agents, training entrepreneurs. And really what I'm doing is I'm teaching them how the brain interprets a message, how you can plant your message into the subconscious, because the subconscious gets somebody to take action. And once you're there, you never leave. So that's a little bit about me and what I'm currently doing.
It's like the sexiest way I've ever heard to teach somebody how to market and brand themselves.
There you go.
I combined intel and brain power. It's like, hell yeah, you did. That's awesome.
There we go.
Talk me through that. What does that mean? If we got an agent sitting here, let's dumb this down just a little bit. Not that agents are dumb. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying for me, please like dumb this down a little bit. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so a lot of people talk about storytelling. Storytelling is phenomenal. However, if you just tell somebody to tell stories, they don't really understand what that means. When you tell a fact, the brain uses two parts of the brain, okay? And that's very critical because, you know, if I'm, you know, walking around all day talking about how I'm the best real estate agent, how I just sold 123 Main Street, how I, you know, cold call 100 calls a day, those are all great, but those are all facts. So those actually do not stick in somebody's brain. What does stick is a story. And the reason that storytelling is so important is because when you tell a story, the brain actually uses five parts. And the most important piece of that, and what you need to realize, is that when you're able to tell a story, a good story, somebody fits themselves into that story. The moment that you can get somebody to fit themselves into your message, whether or not they're buying or selling a house is irrelevant. You're fitting them into your story on a personal aspect, community aspect, a brand aspect, business aspect. Once you're able to do that, you're able to get them to take action. And it's not necessarily jump into buying or selling a house. If you can get them to take one specific action, like giving you your email address or downloading something from your newsletter, they're 10 times more likely to actually conduct business with you. So, you know, dumbing that down, storytelling is actually broken into four parts. It's the structure, it's relevance, it's authenticity. And really the last one comes down to, you know, just being open and being transparent. And, you know, when you can really have a structure and when you really understand what storytelling is, it's powerful, because anybody that's out there that's producing great content, there's a lot of people producing great content right now, but you know, I think that they're still in the day of age, which was like 2 or 3 years ago, which it was all about, you know, the more content, the better. Well, it's not really about that anymore. If it's not relevant, if it doesn't stick with somebody, who cares, you know, if you produce five videos a day. So You know, when it comes to, you know, brain power, we're really just teaching people, you know, how to reshape your message, how to package it a little bit differently, so that way it actually sticks and resonates with somebody.
Can you share with me, you know, a particular instance in your past, like as you were coming up, how you use this framework, structure, relevance, authenticity, transparency? Do you remember like a specific occasion where you did this, and what was the result?
Yeah, so tons of occasions. You know, if you're marketing an open house, you're not marketing an open house at 123 Main Street from 1 to 4. What you're marketing is the experience. You're marketing the kids coming home from baseball practice, sitting next to the fireplace, getting ready to jump in the pool for the afternoon. Come check it out. Oh, by the way, if you do, we're going to have food and we're going to have drinks and it's going to be a good time. Well, that person is no longer looking at my open house as an open house. They're looking at it as an experience. They're actually envisioning themselves, oh, my kids are actually in baseball practice right now. Oh, the park is right across the street. Oh, wow, I didn't even notice that there was a fireplace in the pictures. Wow, imagine the memories we can have, you know, in the pool. Whatever it may be, that is drastically opposite of, you know, come to 123 Main Street from 1 to 4. Well, that person just sees that and it doesn't resonate and goes on to the next person. But again, it's really important that people realize that storytelling should not just be based off of their business, especially in real estate. You know, a lot of people will take this component and start telling stories about fireplaces and pools and baseball, and that's great, but you also have to talk about it in your personal life. You know, most people are not buying or selling a house on social media, unfortunately, so you have to connect with them and you have to resonate with them in a few different ways. We like to say to break up your content in 4 different aspects. It's personal, community, brand, and business, so 25% of each of those components. And the reason that you want to do that is because you just want to resonate with somebody in one of those pillars, whether it's the personal aspect, community, the brand, or the business. You want to resonate with them by, you know, telling the stories of you and your family at Disneyland, telling the stories about, you know, what's happening with the wine walking town or whatever it may be. Because again, once you can get them to resonate with that story, envision themselves as a part of the story, they come to you not for real estate as the real estate expert. They come to you as the community expert. They come to you as this person, you know, is just like me. And what you do is you start attracting like-minded clients. And that's what, you know, then leads into a bigger referral plan that, you know, we talk about as well. Because at the end of the day, you want to work with people who want to work with you. And if you're working with people who don't want to work with you, and then you try and send them, you know, a happy birthday message, do you want to buy or sell a house? They're basically telling you to screw off. And they're not giving you any referrals. So in order to build this long-term business, you know, you want to attract clients. And you're not going to do that by cold calling people and pissing them off.
No, you're not. It's a horrible business model. So what I got from that is that you market the experience, not the event.
Definitely. Yeah, and I'm long-winded. So you asked one question, and I'll just keep going.
I'm just going to shut up and let you do it. It was very well articulated. Everything that you said, I was a compliment. So give this to me tactfully. So if I'm an agent sitting here listening to this talk right now, I'm like, oh, this is fascinating. So tactfully, what do I do? Is Jonathan saying, pull out my phone and, you know, say, hey, look, there's kids out running by the pool, come check it out, or something like that? Or is he saying, you know, really sit back and think about this property and who's going to buy it and, you know, create a, you know, open house experience where it's not an open house, it's a pool party, everybody's bringing their kids, we're going to grill out, people walk through that. Like, talk to me about this tactfully. Like, what am I doing based on what you just said? How am I applying?
Yeah, you're applying it by using reality. The number one thing that's on TV is reality TV. Whether you like it or not, you're consumed by it and you start, you know, sitting and binge watching episodes that you didn't want to watch. But the reason that you're watching it is because you're trying to figure out how this impacts you, how you can get to be somewhere, you know, look at this type of experience. We want to do this with our family. Oh, I can do. Reality is the most important. And what you have to realize it from a tactical aspect is, look, at the end of the day, you just have to show people what you're doing. You have to document all these different things. If you're cold calling and door knocking and stuff, that's fine. But if you're not actually showing people that you're doing this, when you show up to a listing presentation and talk about all these things that you do, well, that's wonderful, but those are all facts. So those actually don't resonate with me. So when it comes to social media, when it comes to any marketing that you're doing, you're just being real with people and you're showing them, like, yeah, there's good days, there's bad days, there's escrows that close, there's escrows that fall out. Like, this is the roller coaster that, you know, we're going to take you on. But I think that when you portray yourself as perfect, when you portray yourself as having this perfect morning, you know, working 24/7, just grinding it out, well, the moment that you let your guard down and somebody emails you or calls you at 11 p.m., well, they expect you to answer that phone. Now, I don't expect to answer the phone at 11 p.m. However, they do, because that's the type of hustle, grind, beast mode person. And you let your guard down for 1 second, and guess what? They went somewhere else. Why? Because that was the story that you implanted in their brain of who you are, when in reality, you should have been doing things differently.
Was there ever a time where you had to make this transition? Because you've got so much of the industry, was sold into the industry under the guise that you fake it till you make it. And was that the experience that you had, or were you from day one just like, I'm going to let it all hang out, and you know, the people that want to do it will do it, and the people that don't? Like, what was your experience like?
Yeah, so I had an advantage of being the youngest Army intelligence officer, meant that I was in charge of people that were 20, 30, 40 years older than myself. The only way that I was going to able to earn their trust and respect was not by going by the manuals. It wasn't by doing things because they've been done this way forever. It was about being real with them. It was about telling them the truth. It was about having integrity. And it really just comes back to, you know, that reality aspect. So I remember the first open house that I had, you know, everybody's calling me crazy because I sold a house my first week in real estate over $1 million. Now, people are looking at me like, how are you doing this? Like, we've been here for years and we've never even sold one house. Well, I said, well, they walked into the house and we started talking about it. We started talking about their family, started talking about how they were traveling and how they love the ocean. And they're like, well, we never talk about that. And I feel, well, maybe the reason that you don't talk about that is because you have your nice little cute table with your business cards and your buyer guide and your seller guide and all these different things. And you basically have a contract like slamming in their face. Well, that's not being real with somebody. So, you know, from day one, it was all about, you know, I tell this all the time to people, especially agents. I tell them, everything that sounds cliche, just do that and you'll be drastically above the next person, because that's literally all you have to do. I didn't come out with any ninja tactic. We didn't do anything other than, you know, the cliche basic things. And then we took those things and put them, yes, into social media campaigns, into digital marketing campaigns. Why? We just wanted to, we wanted people to think we were everywhere even when we weren't. And so we're actually talking about that with our academy this month. It's all about being seen everywhere, even if you're not. And, you know, really that just comes back to, if you can get your message into the brain, whether you're there or not, they think about you. That's your goal.
So care more about the person than you do the transaction, and everything else will really kind of take care of itself.
Yeah. And it, you know, and again, if it sounds cliche, just do that. When somebody says, if you have bad news, let them know about the bad news. Like, don't cover it up and try to fix it. Like, do that. Like, actually do that. Like, don't try to cover it up and then be like, oh, I didn't want to cover it up, but like, here's the bet. Like, no, like, if you wasted it like an extra few days trying to fix the problem, like, those are issues that are going to arise. People understand that. People have their own life events. That's why I'm passionate about this whole perfect morning thing. And there's no such thing as a perfect morning. So if you set yourself up to having the perfect morning, the moment that it's not perfect, you feel as if you failed. Well, the moment you feel you failed, you've lost the day. You do that a few times throughout the week, you've lost the week. And I think you get where I'm going here, that, you know, there's ups, there's downs, but just being real with people, like dressing the way that you dress, talking the way that you talk, you know, people want that, you know, that's exactly what they're looking for.
I love it. How did you begin to apply this? So you said that, you know, when you came into the industry, you started, you know, just being a real person and connecting with people on a real level. And then you started telling that story socially. How did you do that? Give me some insight into, like, you know, the steps you took to begin to bring that story digital.
Yeah. So I track and measure everything, and which I didn't do in the beginning. And the post about, you know, just the house, just the facts, the clip art images of somebody that doesn't look like you and their kids smiling, those are great. And there's tons of services out there. Those are not going to get you clients, because those are not real and those are not you. So what we realized and what we, you know, took from the personal aspect into social was just showing people what we did. Like, we have cameras on us at all times. starting probably about 2 years ago. Why? Just to show people what we're doing, you know, because they're interested in that. They're interested in seeing the behind the scenes. They're interested in all these different things. I went on listing presentations and I presented what I call the five-step certification plan. Well, the five-step certification plan was nothing more than five things that I was going to do for any listing. Well, we turned that into a social media campaign called the five-step certification plan. Why? Because no other agent had a certification plan. So we certify your house to sell for more and sell faster by doing these five steps. All the other agents did these five steps. They just didn't tell anybody that they did these five steps. So when I went out there and said, I'm doing these five things to help you sell your house for more and sell faster, well, yeah, the obvious choice is to go with Jonathan. Because why? Because I'm being real and I'm just showing them what I'm doing.
So many agents are so afraid of their quote unquote trade secrets.
Yeah. That's a joke. There's no trade secrets out there. Sorry. And if your trade secret is, you know, two knocks at the top and one at the bottom always gets the door, like, come on now.
Wait, who says that? Who teaches that? Is that a real thing?
Dude, there's tons of there's tons of that kind of crap out there. Like two knocks, then wait 2 seconds, then do one third knock and they'll know that you're there. It's like there's some crazy stuff out there. Like we're not gonna get into that, but
super tactical.
Any of those crazy things, especially by somebody that's never sold a house before, to be honest, I don't even listen to it, because if unless they're talking like some like real crazy stuff, you're like in the frame. Look at this guy.
It's all raw. It's all organic. It's real, right?
Dude,
right?
It's real. This is real. We got
like, get out of my frame. I love it. So
what was the question? See, now you got me off track. We got cameras all over the place.
What did that morph into, right? So you came into the business, started doing well really early. You started bringing that stuff digital. Like, where did that take you? So I know now you're obviously not in your production. You're doing a lot of training. But was there a gap from the time that you're in production where you evolved into maybe a team leader or a broker owner? Or like just like from going digital, really thriving, what happened next? Like, where did your career go?
Yes. So 8 months into being a realtor, I actually got a waiver from the Department of California Real Estate to open up my own brokerage. And that was, I don't know exactly what it was from, but probably my military experience and letters of recommendations from other brokers. It wasn't even a thing, but I just sent it in as if it was a thing and it got approved. So, you know, that's just another thing of like, I'm just going to try, and that's fine if people tell me no. But you know, really it came down to what we like to, this term of ubiquitous is being seen everywhere. And we think that people can be seen everywhere, even if they're not, if they do things from a tactical aspect, if they do things from a understanding the algorithms, understanding how ad funnels work, understanding how the brain works, understanding these things, not at a drastically high level, because to be honest with you, like you said, we don't have these crazy trade secrets. All of these things are out there. We just implemented them and we actually did things that we like to do. Why? When somebody told me to go door knock for 4 hours, I was like, screw that. I don't want to do that. So I never did that, you know? And it took me, I would say, a few months to just really embrace that I'm going to do what I like. And if I like doing what I like, then I'm probably going to do it at a higher level. So I became a broker and, you know, I just started teaching agents, you know, this is how we're going to market to people. And this is how we're going to do things differently. You know, one of the things that, you know, a lot of people call me crazy for is when I teach open houses live in person, anytime we walk into an open house, I always do the same thing. I get 10 business cards right when I walk into the door and I just fling them across the living room. And everybody's like, this guy's crazy. Well, great. Now you think that I'm crazy, but you're thinking about me. But what's really important is when the people come into the open house, guess what they're doing? They're seeing your business card in a space that it's not supposed to be in. So guess what they do? They look at it. Guess what they do? They pick it up. So we would always get stacks of 10 cards. I'd go up the stairs and I'd start throwing out 10 cards. We'd go to the toilet seat in the bathroom, put a stack of 10 cards. Well, guess what would happen? Not only would people pick them up, they'd also come to me and say, hey, you dropped this card. I would tell them to keep it. If they didn't want it for whatever reason, they gave it back. Well, when they went to that next open house, because I would give them a map of all of the open houses, and they walked into that bathroom, the first thing they did was look at that toilet seat cover and think of Jonathan and think of, oh, there's no cards there, but they thought of me. Well, when I followed up on Monday, it was very easy for them to say, we went to the other open houses and nobody does the things that you do. You were everywhere. Well, I wasn't really in all these bathrooms or in all these living rooms, but they thought I was because of one thing that I did, which was different.
Talk to me here, just because I'm trying to learn, why does that work so well? Is it just pattern interruption, or why? What is it, just abstract? Like, why does that trigger something in the brain that is so memorable?
Because they've never seen it before. So they're trying to actually think of who else does this. So they're trying to replay a story in their head of, I've never seen this before. Why would this guy do this? What is he trying to get? Did he drop the cards? Maybe he really needs these. Like, they're playing all these scenarios in their head, just like you're playing a scenario on, why is this memorable? Why should I do that? Well, that's exactly what I want people to do, because they'll remember it moving forward, because that was actually a story in a different sense of form. You know, if you just have this open house table with your business cards, well, everybody else does. So even if they grab the card, they don't even know who they grabbed, because they're just grabbing it because their brain is just telling them, grab the card, put it in your pocket, put on a smile, and go to the next place. Well, I did something differently. And once they start, again, once they fit themselves into a story, doesn't matter where, I don't expect them to pick up a business card from the toilet seat cover and be like, this is the guy we got to buy a house from. That's not my goal. My goal is just to get them to see me in a different light. So when they're thinking about all these other people, the brain will actually bring me back to light. Why? Because I did something different.
So do you teach a lot less sales tactics, strategy, do this, do that, and far more, hey, learn human behavior, like learn why people do what they do?
Yeah, I don't do anything with sales. I don't do anything with scripts. I don't do anything other than I'm going to look at things differently. You're inside the picture frame. I'm outside of it. I think that in order to really see things differently, you have to have somebody analyze something from outside of the frame. I'm going to look at what you're currently doing. And it's not necessarily that we're going to do everything different. We're just going to tweak some things, and we're going to change some things, and we're going to not do what everybody else is doing. Even if everybody else is doing it good and like, it's like, okay, like we're generating X amount of leads or we're doing this, that's good and dandy. We're going to do things drastically different in order to set yourself apart, because I firmly believe that you can establish yourself in any market as the expert. You know, before I went on this venture of doing this for other people, I actually went to a different city about 3 hours from here. I've never worked there. I would never work there. It's actually in the mountains. It's drastically far from me. And I applied this strategy for a week of doing things differently, leaving business cards on the street, doing some Facebook campaigns, just, you know, having branding, going into restaurants. By the end of the week, people were coming to me as if I was the number one agent in that town. I was ranked number one in SEO on Google in that town. Like, I was doing these things and they were like, wow, this guy is like the number one realtor. Like, oh my gosh, like this is Jonathan. Like he's the agent. Like, and that just solidified to me that if I can get people doing these things, then I can drastically impact their business. But it really wasn't about the business aspect of things. What I didn't say in my story is that in 2011, Barack Obama gave me the Presidential Call to Service Award, which was for the highest volunteer award that a president can give to somebody. And, you know, my passion is really about helping people. A lot of people come to me from a social, digital, help my business aspect. But what they're covering up is a lot of their personal aspect. Their life is drastically in shambles. The reason that I'm doing the things that I'm doing now is to help people create that business and life that they love. And if they're doing things that they hate, even if they have a good business, their life is not going to be where they want it to be. So for me, that's kind of where things shifted. And, you know, we can talk all day about the different stories that I've heard from a personal aspect, but really that's what motivated me to go out there and help people.
Who's your favorite story right now? Somebody that you've helped that you were like, man, I'm really looking forward to this. And you implemented a lot of what you've talked about and you saw a drastic change in them. I know it's like hard to pick one, but who's one of your favorites lately?
Well, I've worked with people that have, you know, paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to be ranked on Google, you know, first page, and they're great real estate agents, never been ranked there, and they're ranked there within a week, by working with me, not because we're doing anything ninja tactic, we're just doing basic stuff. I worked with people that have said, hey, Jonathan, I'm getting diagnosed with cancer and I apologize. I can't turn in your homework. I'm glad to see that that person is now actually coming to my event this Saturday. Why? Because his life has drastically changed. Why? Because my first response was not, oh, you should have done this. Did you make your phone calls? Like, how many people are on your list today? It was like, how can we help your life get back together? So there's lots of stories that I can talk about and lots of people that I can name drop, but really, I really don't care about name dropping anybody. I always tell people we're only working for people that want to work with us. At the end of the day, if our message doesn't resonate with you, if you think that you could do it some other way, and even if you are doing it some other way, like I tell people all the time, like if you're selling 100 houses and you love your life, you love your business, and all you do is cold call all day, then like I'm probably not going to be the one you want to hear from because I'm not going to yet give you any insight on cold calling. Maybe you should go somewhere else. And just that little bit of realness with them, like, wow, he's turning down business, actually will get me multiple referrals. Like, you need to go work with Jonathan. So it's just, again, it comes back to just being real, attracting the clients that you want to work with. And that's what gets you a business and life that you love.
Awesome. So you kind of hinted at it. You didn't really say, what are you doing now? What's your business today?
Yeah. So I run the Hashtag Agent Academy. It's an online social and digital marketing academy. We run multiple events across the country. And we have about 1200 people in that academy now. I also do private consulting for different entrepreneurs and companies. And really they bring me in to, again, look at things differently. We're doing this in our marketing and it's not working. We're trying these email campaigns. Nobody's clicking on them. We want to sell this $25,000 product. Nobody's buying. Okay, well, let's take a step back there and let's look at everything else that we're doing. And really, let's help them set up these ad campaigns, these funnels, these structures. So that's what I'm doing. It's called the Hashtag Agent. You can learn more about it at thehashtagagent.com. We're coming out with a couple of new training platforms, and we have a few partnerships that we're going to announce also in the real estate industry very soon with some of the bigger CRM partners out there. And we're excited about that.
Love it, man. Love it. So is that the best place for somebody to learn more about you? Is that thehashtagagent.com?
To learn more about me, you can find me on any social platform at Jonathan Hawkins Official. There's an opera singer and a chess player. So they took just Jonathan Hawkins. I went with Jonathan Hawkins Official. Or you can actually learn my story, JonathanHawkinsOfficial.com. My whole story is there. You'll get to see me in like third grade. You'll see me in all these different photos and whatnot. But, you know, it's really real. It talks about, you know, me chasing accolades, me chasing success before I realized, like, wait a minute, like, I'm not happy at all. I'm getting, you know, these awards, I'm selling these houses, but, you know, I'm not helping anybody else. I'm only helping myself. And like I said, in the middle, it's like my passion is about helping people. So I had to really get back to a place where I was happy myself. And this allowed me to help more people. And again, it's business and life aspects. And there's a lot of people that work with me that don't pay me a dime because I don't want them to pay me a dime because we're not even doing anything that I'm not giving out for free. I'm just giving you a couple of a piece of advice on my, you know, Instagram messages or whatever it may be. But at the heart of it, yes, the hashtagagent.com to learn about the academy, Jonathan Hawkins Official to learn about myself.
Love it, love it, love it, man. Appreciate it. Guys, if you're listening to this, go check Jonathan out. Very smart dude. He's doing a lot of big things. Highly encourage you to go reach out to him. Thanks so much, man, for dropping by the podcast today. Definitely some great information all the way around. It's super fascinating to hear your story, and I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you a little bit. Keep doing amazing things for the industry and for the people. That's awesome. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Make sure you continue to listen on the website, rate us on iTunes and Google Play. We will see you on the next episode. Peace. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.